Let's pray. Inspire us, O God, to see beyond any present worries and fears, to see your light shining through the darkness that we feel surrounding us in these changing times. Help us to see with hope a way at our feet, a new creation that you are calling us to be a part of, new life waiting beyond the shadow of death. We ask this in the name of Christ, who walks the road of life, death, and beyond to show us the way. Amen. So we're now in the 10th week since New Brunswick declared a state of emergency in an effort to slow down COVID-19. And at least in this province, the restrictions that were put in place have helped. Our numbers of infected remain some of the lowest in the country, and we have recently started to phase our way back into some of the things that we were used to before this pandemic, though there are some significant changes to how we live into those practices. We've been waiting for this. Throughout the weeks and months, many have been longing to get back to life the way it was in the before time, in the long, long ago. We've been mourning the loss of what was, feeling in a state of limbo. And yet there's still a long road ahead. As Reverend Michelle mentioned, some of the smaller communities of faith are starting to gather with big changes to what worship looks like. But for churches like ours, Wilmot, and any church with a congregation over the maximum 50 set by the province, it will be a while before we can gather safely. And yes, as we've been saying often in our worship services over the last few months, we are the church. Christ dwells with us however we gather, and the Holy Spirit can still inspire us to live lives of service and to grow in faith. And in the midst of this Easter season is the perfect time to open ourselves to the mystery that is at the core of our faith, resurrection. But it is hard for us to imagine new life when we are focused on what was. That is why we are turning to the reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. In his time with the church in Corinth, he preached of Christ's life and resurrection. But the idea of resurrection was a new concept to our kindred in the ancient world. There was an understanding of an afterlife, but very different from what we might have from the Christian perspective. In the church of Corinth, there was a mix of Jews and Greeks who were moved by Paul to follow in the way. For the Jewish people, the afterlife was called Sheol, and for the Greeks, it was called Hades. Some may not have heard the word Sheol outside of our Hebrew scriptures, but many will have heard the word Hades, named after the Greek god of the underworld himself. Our perception of Hades often resembles the Christian depiction of hell, that it's a bad place for bad people. But the classical understanding of both Sheol and Hades was much more neutral. Neither was good or bad, but rather both were just a place where a person's soul would go, not to live on in any meaningful way, but was seen as more of a shadow of who the person was. Because identity mattered so much to the Greeks and others of the ancient world, the thought of a shadow existence was frightening, more frightening even than the thought of punishment. And so death was feared like an enemy, the last enemy, a battle from which none could ever return. These understandings of the afterlife were not compatible with the truth of the resurrection that Paul was preaching. People didn't and couldn't come back from Hades or Sheol, but Christ did. In his return, he shook the understandings of life and death at their foundations. This is a great history lesson, but what does it have to do with us? How can we relate to our kindred of so long ago? Like our first century brothers and sisters, we struggle with new life, with resurrection, with moving from who we are, who we were, to who we might be. And more often than not, we look at death in the same way that our Jewish and Greek ancestors do, something to be avoided, even feared, rather than another step on our journey through a life that is bigger than we can imagine. And it's fair. Death, loss, is a traumatic thing, whether it's the loss of a loved one or the loss of a way of living. We feel like shadows of who we were, unable to see a way back to who we were, unable to imagine a way forward to who we might be. That's kind of how we felt over the last few months, like a shadow of what the church was. But Paul tells us, just as he told the church in Corinth, that death is not the end, that we are not shadows of who we were, but that in the rising of Christ, death has lost its teeth. We find new life in him. In stepping out of the tomb, Christ changed the way that we understand endings. No longer is the ending of a thing final, just to be continued. To be continued in ways that we might not recognize. To be continued on a road that we might not expect. To be continued on the dawn of a day that we didn't think that we'd see. And the truth is that our biggest struggle isn't just the fear of losing who we are and what is familiar, it's also the anxiety of living into something unknown. But the reality is that the resurrection is neither birth of something completely new nor a return to something old. Both. In the stories that we hear of Christ's rising, most of the time his followers don't recognize him. He's mistaken as a gardener, as a stranger on the way. It isn't until he says or does something familiar that even those closest of disciples realize what is right in front of them, who is right in front of them, their Lord. Their friend, their brother. And this is good news because we are living into a very similar, very confusing resurrection life in that the way we used to do church is gone for now and perhaps for a while. And the way that we're living into being church isn't something that's easily recognizable, at least not right away. It's good news because as we try to see a way forward, we question many things about who we are, where we're going. It's good news because we know that we aren't the first in our faith to ask those questions. We as Christians are part of a great tradition of being the church in new ways, from small home worship in the beginning to large gatherings of followers of the Roman Empire and beyond, to diverse faith expressions that came from the Reformation. As the United Church, we saw the hope of unity in faith, and despite our differences, found a way forward, a new way forward. How we meet in this time may have changed. We look different from how we looked before. But has our faith changed? We still sing songs of hope. We still lift up prayers of concern and thanksgiving. We're still seeking truth in the midst of all that's been going on. And we're still doing it together. New life, resurrection, has been a part of who we have been since Christ walked out of the tomb, constantly finding ways to express and to share our faith. Before his death, in a conversation with Peter, Jesus said that the gates of Hades would not prevail against the church. we believe that, then we can have faith that a virus won't have the last word either. And if we watch, if we listen, if we open ourselves to the movement of the Holy Spirit, we can see, just as the disciples did, just as followers across time have seen, that what we're doing is still church. We are still church, inside and out, alive in Christ as we walk the way. We are not shadows of who we were. But if we stand looking at what was with our backs to the light, shadows will be all that we see. Let us turn and face the light, because it is the light that will guide us from who we are to who we can be in the wake of loss. Let us follow Christ from the tomb, knowing that the death of something or someone in our lives cannot stop us from living lives of deep hope and faith. May we continue to be the church in these uncertain times as we strive to share the good news of God's great love, stronger than death itself. Amen.